Today is Wednesday, August 21st, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, although I have fell short of that over the past couple of weeks. I do apologize. It wasn't on purpose. And you'll notice that I'm on a different... Again, I'm on my headset mic because I haven't gotten my studio set back up, so it probably will be today, tomorrow, and Friday will be on this setup, and then I'll get everything set back up. But anyway, so we had a really good Pride 48 weekend. You guys got to listen to an hour yesterday of, yeah, and we were driving on Monday, so I couldn't record on Monday either, even though my intention was doing 5 days a week. But you did get an extra long episode yesterday, so I hope that counts for the one episode I missed last week, plus the episode I missed on Monday. So anyway, so it was, but I really don't know how the audio was on that one because, or how entertaining it was to listen to. Taylor said if I didn't post it, he was going to post it on the pod as my co-pilot feed. So I went ahead and posted it. And plus, I needed something to post because I didn't have my studio set up and yada, yada, yada. Anyway. So, but I don't know. I don't feel like we had much content. We were sitting there eating hot wings and people from the audience were coming in and or coming up to the table and trying various, you know, various wings. But it was really funny. But so Ricky and Taylor were both like the first four or five wings, as you heard, if you've listened to the episode. They were both like, oh my God, these aren't even hot at all. Are you sure you have this in the right order? You know, there's no spice at all. You know, this one is less hot than the one before. You know, all this kind of stuff. And then we get to around, I don't know, seven or eight. And all of a sudden, they're like, woo, you know, and they're like making all these noises and fanning themselves and they're sweating and they're doing all kinds of stuff. But anyway, so the weekend went really well. I don't remember, the last I recorded was on Friday, I think, and I think I had just set up the studio. So I got the studio set up and got all that done, and then we had the pink carpet and the opening stuff, Big Fatty did his show, and that all went well. And then Mark, I went and picked up Mark at the airport. So after Archer was the last show on Friday night, and so I quickly kicked everyone out of the studio, and then I went and picked Mark up at the studio, or up at the airport. And we just stopped at Cane's and got some chicken at Raising Cane's and went back to the hotel room, and we didn't go out or anything. He had to work, actually. He's a developer like I am, and he had an install night on Friday night, so he had actual changes that were going into production, and so he had to work, and I didn't want to go out without him, and so, plus I had been out on Thursday night, so I went out on Thursday night, and I probably talked about this, but Thursday night I wore my jeans, and everyone, you know, was putting dollar bills in my ass crack and stuff, and I kept the dollars because if you're going to put a dollar in my ass crack, I'm going to keep it. But I was overserved, so I drank a lot. And I think I already talked about this, so I apologize that I'm repeating myself. But I drank four or five shots at least at the Corner Pocket. And then we get over to Rawhide, and somebody buys me a drink. I can't remember whether somebody bought me a drink and then Baron Frosty bought me another drink or whether Baron... But somehow Baron Frosty showed up at the Rawhide, bought me a drink, and I didn't find out until later it was a triple. He just said, what is your alcohol of choice? And I said, vodka. And I said, vodka with something, you know, just get me a vodka with a Diet Coke or, you know, something like that. He brings me over a drink, and by this point I was tipsy enough that I wasn't really noticing exactly what the drink was tasting like. And so apparently he told me later this was a triple. But I did meet a couple of really interesting people. We met a guy named Andrew from England, and he was really interesting, and his somebody else that had followed us from the Corner Pocket. And so that was cool. Anyway, so Friday night, Mark and I just hung around the room. He had to work, and we watched TV, ate Canes. It was good to be relaxed because, or to be, you know, have a relaxing evening because I had a bunch to do on Saturday, and I had been so overserved on Thursday night that I was still feeling kind of queasy and hungover, so it was fine. And then I got up on Saturday, and we did, we had the breakfast, and then I had to set up for the shows that were starting at noon on Saturday. Did I say Friday? Anyway, I don't know. I got up on Saturday, we had the breakfast. I was the host of a table. That went fine. Baron Frosty was sitting at my table, and a couple of other folks. R.C. Martinez was sitting at my table, and gosh, I can't remember every single person. I know somebody that was at my table probably listens, and they're going to be talking about how I couldn't remember who they were that sat at my table. But Melinda, I believe, sat at my table. There were more, and I just can't remember exactly who it was. But Ricky, I think Ricky sat at my table. Anyway, regardless, so we had a good breakfast. Although I had requested the grits, and I did not find the grits to be very good at all. They were kind of congealed and not creamy and nice like I like them to be. But they weren't hot enough to really mix butter with or anything like that and get them to at a better consistency. So, and the eggs were kind of a powdered egg. They weren't really like a fresh egg. I feel like they were powdered and I don't know. But anyway, but the breakfast went great. We did that and then I did some prep to get ready for the first show, which was Foul Monkeys, and get everything going for that. And then we had a bunch of shows and then we had the break from 4 to 6, and then I set up for Pod as My Co-Pilot that was happening at 6 because they had a Skype guest. So a Rodan came in over Skype, and so I had to make sure that Skype was working because they were the first show that was using Skype. And so I did that, and then I got them up and ready to go, and Mr. Mike was running audio for the evening. So I needed to go prepare for my Hot Ones challenge with Taylor and Ricky that you guys listened to yesterday. And so I had decided that I was just going to order from Pizza Hut because I know Pizza Hut has Wing Street that they bought. And their wings are pretty good and I knew they could make a lot in a short amount of time. But there weren't any Pizza Huts that would in the area that would deliver to the hotel. So I ordered them on my Pizza Hut app, and then we had to go pick them up. So we drove, and it was only, I don't know, maybe 5 to 10 minutes away. So we drove over, we picked up the wings, they had them ready. But I also wanted milk and ice cream and some other things to go with the wings in case they were too hot. So luckily there was a Walmart, like, within walking distance of the Pizza Hut that we went to. So we pulled into the parking lot of the Walmart. We went in. We bought a $2.75, one of those foam ice chests. And we bought a bag of ice. And then we bought 3 different flavors of Haagen-Dazs ice cream and milk. And I bought some Diet Mountain Dew because they never have Diet Mountain Dew at hotels. So I went ahead and bought a 6-pack of Diet Mountain Dew for myself to put in the refrigerator. And anyway, then when we went back and we spent, I don't know, 30, 45 minutes setting everything up. So we took all the wings out. We put them on I had bought special cutting boards, like cheese boards that are like the ones they use on Hot Ones on YouTube. And so we laid out the 10 wings on each of the 3 boards. We put wings in. I had bowls so the audience could sample each hot sauce as well. And we put, you know, the leftover wings, because I bought extra wings, and we put those in the bowls, and then I had brushes as well that I had bought, and so we brushed on the hot sauce on and you know, from 1 to 10. And we also put it on the ones in the bowls from 1 to 10 as well, and made sure we kept them in order. And then when it was time for the show, when it was time for the interstitial before the show, we ran in and we put the boards in front of where I was sitting, where Taylor was sitting, where Ricky was sitting. We lined up all the bowls and we lined up the hot sauces so we could read what each hot sauce was before we ate it. And then we started the show, and then you guys heard the show yesterday. I'll just say again, I think I've said it a couple of times, that I was really impressed with myself. Now, Taylor and Ricky decided at the beginning that they were going to not have any milk or water, like, the whole time. And if whoever had to have milk or water first was going to have to say on their show that they were a spinoff of the other show or whatever. I was worried that I wasn't going to do very good on this, and so I was like, I'm going to have water sitting right beside me, I'm going to have ice cream, I'm going to have whatever. And so I did that. However, on about wing number 6, I stopped having water or ice cream or anything like that, and I went all the way through 10 without any ice cream, water, anything like that, and I was still able to speak all the way up to the end. And they were going crazy, like their throats and their mouths were on fire. I thought I was less of a wimp than those two. I really handled my shit. But, you know, whatever. But I was happy with myself. Now, the next morning about 3 a.m., I started having the shits. And I think I crapped about 7 or 8 times. And I had fire in the hole for sure. All right, well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can also find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.